Alexa.
I've been thinking lately. Do the ratchet girls, now I'm in a different girl. Looking like Jasmine God, got me in a different world. I used to switch the girls like I switched the clothes up. Then I met you and now they see I switched the flow up. Yeah, you just changed up the whole game, introduced you to new things. Giuseppe Margiela McQueen, do anything for my queen. Anything for my queen, if I got it then girl you got it. Rubber bands, no need for a while. The ham haters talking lately, baby girl, stop it.
Hey mommy, you should be mine. Sweet loving, through the day and night. Just call me when you need it. Gotta make you mine.
I've been thinking lately.
Jealousy is a female trait. That's why the mother females hate. Cause your body nice and they don't see no weight. And got them looking stank with the Al Pacino face. Wait, head to let they be known. Young but the money is wrong. Own car, own home. Damn baby, you on. Yeah baby, you on. Yeah baby, I feel you. See the back from the front like a rear view. Clear view from this balcony. Sipping champagne with you on top of me is what I'm trying to see.
Hey mommy, you should be mine. Sweet love through the day and night. Just call me when you need it. Gotta make you mine.
I've been thinking lately.
Yeah, it's the one and only Mr. 3.0. I want to thank everybody for tuning in every Tuesday right here. Respect the hustle.
Yes, yes. That's right.
J. King in the building.
That's right. J. King definitely live. Inner Streets Radio. Respect the Hustle edition as always.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Nina Capone. I'm here. I'm just going to talk loud as hell. I know everything. Y'all can pick me up with everything here. We here today. We still setting up. I'm trying something new. So if you tuned in on the Facebook Live, I got a cameraman who can't. I'm going to leave the cameraman alone. Twin, can you turn that sound on, the volume all the way down on that for me? So we got the cameraman setting up the live feeds. We'll be able to post things a little bit different, so if you tuned in, just turn the volume down right on the side of the phone there.
Is that?
All right, cool. So, I guess we can go back up a little bit. It's still loud. I don't know who else is on here. I heard it sound pretty good now. So, we got Bandit the rapper.
What up?
Bandit the writer, rapper.
The writer.
Pull it all the way up. There you go. So, all right, I'm going to pay attention. Y'all guys can talk a little bit.
Yes, yes, we got Bandit the Rapper in the building.
Yeah,
we're going to get through that, but we're going to get to the point. We got an artist, a writer,
yes, sir.
Creative,
yes, sir.
Arts. I say that because I see all that in the visuals. I was checking out the visuals, man. I'm thinking the visuals is crazy.
I appreciate it.
You know what I mean? I felt like I was in there for a minute, but I had to snap back into reality. You know, I'm going to ask that question throughout the show about that experience. with okay. that with that craft. But all in all, man, you know, absolutely, we in there.
Yeah. I mean, we love you. Checked out the videos. So we're gonna jump right into it. You know what I mean? Like, how was it to do the video?
I know. What is it?
I knew you was gonna go in.
I'm just gonna go right at it.
Right.
I did my homework. You know what I mean? I definitely see that you do some, you know, different and creative stuff, in it, but at the same time, you know, you have fun with it. So like,
right.
How was it to, you know, do the videos? What did you get out the videos?
Well, the whole thing with the doing the videos is like, I feel like when people watch TV, they watch reality TV before they watch like an actual sitcom. It's a known fact. So I try to make it realistic, but still give them something that, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, that'll still pull you in. So, you know, that's why you'll see the girls, but they won't be so glammed up. We'll do something where it's relatable. We're smoking hookah. We're, you know, wearing a telly, just, you know, chilling, doing regular shit, but just, you know, giving you a little bit more. Can I curse? I'm sorry.
Yeah, you can curse like
you know. Mom. I know shit. My bad.
But we keep it real. This is respect the hustle, man.
Right. I'm just respecting y'all hustle as well, you know?
Hey, man. It's yo.
Like,
we see how you're moving.
Yeah, that's basically how the, you know, the music videos came about, and, you know, just making sure that it's pulling you in, you know? I appreciate you even saying, you know, that you were able to get pulled into it and being a part of it. You know what I mean? Like, it felt like you were there type thing.
Well, I mean, you know, like, just when it comes down to videos, you know what I mean, being in videos, you know, doing different videos and stuff and third, so you get the different experiences with different people.
Right.
One thing I did take out of some of your videos is you kind of get really deep about, I guess, your life. You know what I mean? As far as with the videos, and you can tell that, you know what I mean, just by, you know, looking at the videos, say, check them out.
Right.
The Band of the Rapper.
Band of the Rapper, man. Make sure y'all check me out. Google, Twitter, Instagram, all that, you know.
Absolutely.
Visuals,
man,
are definitely on being.
And that content.
I can't even lie. Like, it's not just all me. You know, I feel like you got to have the right team behind you. And, you know, shout out to my man James Jackson. He's my creative director. He's not just a cameraman. He's not just the director. Like that's my big bro. Like, sometimes, you know, he'll pull me aside and he'll tell me, you know, like, Bandit, I think you should do that. He'll fight with me on a certain thing. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah,
like, he'll be like, no. I'll be like,
oh, so well.
Right. I'm like, no, I want to put like this filter on it. He like, no, that doesn't go there. No, don't do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it might be strenuous or get on your nerves at the time, but afterwards, like after the finished product, you know, I can appreciate, you know, having somebody like that around. You know, other people are part of my team as well. Like, I appreciate them, you know, for what they do and helping the whole overall experience. Yeah, they
now,
put it together.
I did have a question from somebody who actually did homework on you that I know.
Mm-hmm.
They really want to know, like, what is the most exciting part about throwing your videos?
Touching
ass. Smacking asses, yeah.
I thought I had it right.
There you go, first hand.
We give y'all the answer.
Smacking asses. No, I'm playing. No, like, the most exciting thing is to just go through all the ups and downs, and then afterwards it being done. That's actually the most exciting part. I'm like, yo, we're done? Hell yeah, now I can go party. You know what I'm saying? Like, that feeling of being complete, that's what I earn for.
Absolutely.
You definitely got some good videos, man. I mean, like,
appreciate it.
They are fire.
You're unique, so you're different, you know, and you bring creativity to creativity itself.
So I appreciate it.
I understand what that means, but it's creativity on top of creativity. I have the pleasure of knowing somebody. I'm not going to say no names.
He has the pleasure knowing that person.
yeah.
You see something different, though.
Oh, God.
And you actually, you know, live and experiencing yourself, and then you see something that it gives you ideas. You
right.
know what I'm saying? To explore, you know.
And that's what life's about, man. Like, we're supposed to learn from one another, you know, and motivate each other to do things. So,
that's right.
You know?
That's right.
And I feel like in some of your songs, like, you definitely reach out to people and get a motivation in some of the things that you say, you know, that you rap about, that you speak about.
Right.
Because I don't just look at you as a rapper. I actually look at you as, like, you know what I'm saying, like a singer, a poet, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I appreciate that.
You're looking at it on a whole other level. You
right.
know what I'm saying? If you're just a rapper, you're just rapper. If you actually get deep into who you are and, you know, stick into it, you know, it's definitely a different atmosphere for the youth, and that's what we really need, you know,
right.
to give back to you. So you know, just to ask you one more quick question, you know what I'm saying, before Nina Capone trying to take over.
Yeah, let it hurry up.
I'm about to attack
you.
You can ask all the questions. Hold on. You can ask all the questions you want, bro, because I'm not ready for Nina to ask you nothing.
As far as, you know, we kind of, because Nina Capone is Nina Capone, so I kind of want to just touch on, like, some of the things that you feel that you have to give back to the youth that most people don't give back to.
Yeah, with that, it's more so I just want to teach them that they don't have to sell drugs. They don't have to talk about selling drugs. It's more than the street life.
Right.
So the with the content that I put out, yeah, they might say it's ratchet, it's strip club music, it's this, it's that, but it's more so I'm just showing them that, for one, when I'm talking about getting money, it's nothing that's negative about it. It's just getting money. You can adapt that to anything in your life.
Right.
So I want you to bring that. When you're listening to a band of record, I want you to think, like, wait a minute. Yeah, he's talking about these things, but it's not even about doing it in an illegal way or anything negative. It's more so, you know, he's just inspiring me. And that's really what I want them to, you know, take in. Like, look, it's okay to live life and enjoy it and, you know, all that, but you don't have to do anything that's, you know, hurting the next person and, you know, risking your freedom for what? Like, look at the times that we're in right now. You know, I'm far from a conscious artist, but I'm still conscious. You know what I'm saying? Like, I do know what's going on around me. I'm not ignorant to it. It's just I choose not to, you know, I'm a strong believer that you speak things into existence. So if I sit here and I keep speaking on it, it might take me into a different, you know what I mean? Like a different mindset. Like, and I don't want to be in that mindset. I just want to, you know, have fun and just, you know, get my money and all that. So that's what I want everyone to take in when they listen to a Bandit record.
That's what's up.
Yeah, absolutely. I know you're ready to go up.
So Nina Capone, I already know. Dying to get in here. Oh, great.
Oh, God.
Unfortunately, you know.
So. I'm gonna take it easy on Bandit. Everybody is that tuned in is expecting me to attack Bandit. So
man.
All the posts that came through today, and everybody was expecting me to go ham on them. But I'm not. Everybody's gonna take a drink. So, no, not gonna be nice.
For those that are watching live, you notice when she started talking, I took a bigger sip of this bottle. Understand that it was up here, but when she started talking, I had to take a nice gulp.
So let's start. Hey, where do I start? Where do I want to start?
One more, Nina.
So,
one more.
Where do I want to start? I got a lot of places to go with Bandit. But so let's start with the inspiration. Bandit, what inspires you far as – can you you stretched up with the mic. But I want you to take your jacket off and show all your cartoon characters.
Oh, my cartoon
like
characters.
So a lot of people don't know that Bandit is padded up with – all kinds of cartoon characters from the early, like, 2000s.
Early, like, yeah, from 90s, like, the mid-90s, 2000s, all that.
So let's touch on that. Let's talk a little bit about that. I'll post some pictures up that I stole of you on the website.
Yeah, the thing with the cartoon tattoos and stuff, it was more so like, you know, I'm a big kid. I'm a kid at heart. I don't see nothing wrong with that.
Right.
So, and I feel like the same thing with what I was talking about with speaking things into existence and, you know, not wanting to be in a negative mindset. I feel like the things that we put on our body can, you know, mess with us too. That's a tattoo. It's stuck in your skin for the rest of your life. Why are you putting like demons on your body, skulls on your body, guns on your body? Like, nah, nothing that I tatted on my body was ever demonic or anything that was, you know, looked in a bad light. Because at the end of the day, our bodies are a temple. And, you know, I wrote all over mine. But this is hieroglyphics all over mine. But it's nothing that I can look back on and say, I was just being artistic with it. And it's things that, you know, I truly care about and things that I love. My actual first tattoo was my mom when she passed away. You know, it inspires me to do what I do now. And that was my very first tattoo. So, and from there, everything that I put on my body was things that I love, I care about, and, you know, things that, you know.
How long you been writing?
I've been writing since I was young, but taking it serious, 2004.
2004, okay.
Yeah.
I was off a year, that's okay.
Yeah.
I'm next again.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Let me get it. I pick my bottle right here. Like, everybody.
Like, it's my turn.
Man.
So, Bandit.
Yes, ma'am.
I know. We're going to say the good part for last, y'all. So, I know that y'all, a lot of people tuned in. They want to hear me attack you. I'm going to attack him last, y'all. So, just stay tuned in. I am going to ask that wonderful question that, he dreads to answer. But,
yeah.
We'll get to that. So, in the meantime, between time, I know you support an organization that's out here, Sickle Cell. So, I wanted to kind of jump into that a little bit before I be mean to you and hurt your feelings. Let's go ahead and talk about something mature. And, you know, let's talk a little bit about the Sickle Cell Foundation, why you support it, and what inspires you to, you know, to choose that foundation.
Well, I just spoke on my mom who passed away. She had sickle cell, and I have sickle cell trait. And, you know, dealing with that myself, it, I don't feel like anybody should ever feel like they're alone. When you're going through something, you should never feel like you're alone. So to people that are listening to me and, you know, listening to my music, they should never feel, you know, like alienated or anything. Like, not only am I, you're buying my music. You're paying to come see me perform, but you have sickle cell and I'm not doing anything to help you. That's not fair, you know? So everything I do, I take a portion of it and I donate it to the Sickle Cell Foundation.
Awesome.
That's not something, and you know, and it's crazy because I could easily use that as a platform and, you know, go to every internet radio or radio stations, period, and talk about those type of things. But I choose not to because that's not, you know, that's not something to use as a promotional tool. That's just, you know, being human and caring about others that are going through the same thing that you're going through.
But
you know,
you did it for Nina Capone.
But I did it for Nina Capone.
But
I did.
Why you did it for Nina Capone show? Because I've been
because I'm there for him.
But
yeah, she was nice to me at one time
in her life.
You know,
yeah.
When
I need to be nice. I'm nice to Bandit.
You know what I'm gonna do, bro? I'm gonna take a sip for you.
I think everybody needs a shot when they listen to Nina.
So we do have people. I shout out to everybody that's waiting for the attack. I will attack him. I promise.
Oh God, no. No.
We will question it. So let's get into it. Let's just say hell with everything.
Hell with everything.
So let's just
say hell with everything. Hell with everything.
I wish you all would take a
sip. So let's talk a little bit about and I'm not going. We just going to move forward with things. So let's talk a little bit about being in the industry. Being a rapper, doing the videos and the type of music you do, I got a lot of questions today about how does your relationships, are they stable? Do you have a relationship? Do they work? What happens? Don't revert to anything. Please just move forward.
I won't revert to anything. that's the last thing I want to do. I think we need to take a before and after pic of this damn bottle before this is over.
Oh, God.
Relationships for me it's difficult because you don't know whether the woman is with you because she really cares or she just sees you as, oh, you're in the limelight. Every time I turn around, I go on his Instagram, I see him with this artist, he's backstage here, he's doing this. And, you know, it's sad to say, but every man in this room will agree with me when I say that most women, I don't want to say that.
Go ahead and say it.
A majority.
Okay, so what we're going to do?
It's two types of women out here. I'm not going to say most women are this way. There's the woman that's independent, and there's the opportunist.
Okay.
Every man in this room has dated some opportunists, and it messed us up when it came to dealing with the independent woman because now we're hurt and we're, you know what I mean? We're taking
right.
all,
well,
we're taking over.
Did the independent woman hurt you?
Did it? No, independent woman didn't hurt me. No, I never was hurt by independent woman.
Whoa, man.
No.
Let the games begin.
Let the games begin.
And she ain't even taken a shot yet.
Oh,
God. Oh, yeah, I'm not going, because he's here and I'm going to be nice.
Yeah,
and
man.
And she's eating vegan food, too.
God.
So.
Man, I got to smoke, too. I can't
even. It's okay. You know what I mean? I got your back. But, you know, I mean, just to come back with, you know what I mean, some back to your music. You know,
okay.
How do you, what you go through in your personal life,
do you express that in your music?
Definitely, definitely. Absolutely. Every R&B record, every R&B record you hear me do, that's mainly what a woman inspired that. It takes a special type of woman to come along and, you know, inspire that, but, you know.
So for the ladies, for all those panty droppers,
yeah, he definitely did something.
That's
serious.
What's up, though. I mean, it's good that you're able to use as you know, the platform.
It's life.
It's definitely a good thing. Definitely, it's good to hear somebody say that they don't use certain things that, you know, most people may think that you may use, or, you know, who know you or know your background will say.
Right.
But it's just good to hear somebody say that they don't need that. They can be self and still be able to, you know, project.
Right.
Representative.
Right.
I'm using like a couple of joints.
appreciate it, man. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Hey,
yeah, man. I appreciate that. You know, a lot of times they tell me, you know, I sing too much now. Like, yo, like, you're just an R&B dude. And I'm like, it ain't that. It's just that's what inspires me. I mean, you know, rap, I started to get bored with it after a while. I ain't gonna lie. I'm like, God, man, how many more ways can I say this? Like, shit. Like, so, you know, you gotta let other things inspire you and do that.
But to be versatile,
right.
You definitely have to.
Oh, I can still get back to the bars.
I
yeah.
I know one female artist. I'm not gonna say it.
He knows her.
just to be versatile, to be able to step into that platform, it's not an easy transition.
Nah.
So, was it easy for you to transition from rap to singing and
yeah.
you know all the other things that you know. Push yourself to do
for the most part, yeah, because I was already around the R&B dudes.
I was around
the versatile female rappers too. Shout out to Nina Capone.
Listen,
shout out to Nina Capone. Nina does do some things that, you know, a lot of the new generation, both her and I, a lot of the new generation.
Ben and I wrote lots of songs.
I know, but you're old school.
what I'm saying is the new sound that's coming out, they're not really doing much new. They actually just took from what was before them and just added their own little, you know, little flavor on it, but it's not much. Yeah, it was already there. Like the hair coloring thing, like no shade, the little Uzi.
No,
yeah, but I did that already.
Yeah, I've seen
it.
I wish you could pull them up and show us everybody that's out there. Like, Nina Capone said we're telling her.
Yeah.
I wish you could. You don't want me to pull out your shirt? Don't look at me like that.
It's nothing. Yeah, it's.
That was inspired by Bandit the Rapper.
Oh,
yeah,
I did the
color
in our hair.
She put that
yeah.
right on you.
That was a thing.
So she basically said, you said you was wearing that color for the show, and then, you know, she came.
And popped up with, and popped up with red hair in my costume.
She supported it with the hair color.
What she calls the costume. In the Bandit the Rapper costume.
Yeah, I was like, you know, I wear my Bandit the Rapper costume tonight, and yeah.
But like, really though, like, it's crazy because, like, when I first started doing that, I remember, you know, I came from the era of the, you know, the Reed Dollars, the Meek Mills and all that, like the DVD rap era. And I was the only one doing the hair color shit. So, like, and it would look like it would almost be down time. But now it's like the new trendy thing. And it's weird to me. It's like, you know, like all y'all did was follow what was already been done. Like,
I think
you know,
we were talking about this, to touch on that. Call him like, yo, Jake from State Farm. Guess what? People are copying off of you. Finally.
Copying
your style.
I'm gonna have his
back
on this. He's not Jake from State Farm.
I'm not.
No. He is, and he know he is. He will admit it. Should I tell the story?
Oh man, she really has me in her phone as Jake from State Farm.
So, but it's the reason, you know. I'm not. I'll tell it last too. We're not going to even get. Because it's going to put Bandit on the spot. And, you know, that's when everybody...
Well, you already know what
I'm saying.
You know what
I'm
saying?
So a couple people heard a couple of my songs.
It ain't going to be no problem. Yeah.
A couple people heard a couple of my songs. So when they see me post a picture that I'm interviewing, Bandit. They like, is that D Bandit, the one from the song? Is it the blue eyes? And you know, he's covering his eyes right now, but they don't want y'all to see that. Yes, he's the one that I was talking about. So, yes, I thought of throwing him down the steps and out of the
window.
Oh,
man, don't throw me down the steps.
This is the guy here. So, but I ain't going to take him like that. And I don't not live on air. I do that enough when I
So, how about this? How about if anybody got a question out there for the band? You know what I'm saying? Call at 215-383-5799. You can call in. You can ask a question to this person.
Yes, sir.
Talk.
Let's play one of his songs. So I want to first want to know what inspired it, because I can I get the truth?
What song are we playing?
Let's start with Down Like You.
I'm Down Like You.
I want to know what inspired this song. Could you be honest? Would you mind?
Sure.
Oh, okay. I appreciate it.
Sure. Basically, that was one of those records where I was with a special somebody, and, you know.
Don't look over here and you are with me.
I want to
talk. What's with me?
I'm talking to you. Yeah, I don't like you, Nina.
That corrected. No, what's me? Don't look over here. Look at the camera.
Look at me.
He's trying to be a
I'm answering your question. Yeah, like.
He's not trying to be a good
guy. I mean, I got Ben the back, man.
Thank you. Thank you. Somebody got my back in this room. I appreciate
he
it.
He blames
man.
A lot of this shit on me. So I just
I mean, everybody blames stuff on you. What's new?
Everything is Nina's fault. Trump is Nina's fault.
Right. You don't want to know what's happening? Trump was talking to Nina.
Nina. Yeah.
He came in there a whole case. I'm going to take over the whole
thing. Nina broke his heart. Right. And now that motherfucker's going to get us killed. Some bullshit, Nina.
Right.
Why you ain't fucked Donald Trump, Nina?
Right.
Some bullshit.
If we would have been all right.
We would have been all right.
Anyway, all right. So, tell us, this little makeup artist. Shout out to the makeup artist, you know, that inspired Bandit. Go ahead, keep going.
That ain't what inspired
right,
me.
Okay, I'm picking. I'm picking.
Oh,
I know
man.
They all tuned in.
But please. No, I was, I was dating a special someone, and, you know, it just inspired me. That was about it.
That ain't enough detail for me. I
How much detail
do
you want to know?
All right, let's jump into this.
Just jump into
the rapper in the building.
Right.
Respect the hustle.
Yes, sir.
Down like you. Check us out. 215-8-5-7-9-9.
Tell
us what you think of this joint.
I don't want to be like no other bitch. Let me tell you something. Ain't no woman that I met or I seen that I'd rather be.
They don't put it down like you. They don't put it down like you, girl. They don't put it down like you. They don't put it down like you, girl. They don't put it down. 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 What you do that there? The mother girls can't compare. We buying bottles by the case now. Blowing smoke up in the air. To you, it's nothing new. This here's the usual. Fuck, drink and smoke. Girl, that's all we ever do. When I need a drink. When I need a drink. They don't put it down like you, girl. They don't put it down like you.
No bitch got a mouth like me. No bitch got a pussy like me. The fuck? Bitch can suck dick like me. Bitch can fucking shit, rap and spit on the dick at the same time. Yo, fuck out of here. She nasty. Anyway, yo, it's your girl Cardi B. Shout out to Cardi B for the nonsense in the beginning.
The bandit is in the building.
Yeah, man. Bandit the rapper, baby.
Hey, thank you for coming, man. Like, that's what's up, man.
We ain't thanking him yet. Wait a minute.
No, I ain't waiting here, but I want to talk
about,
man.
Oh, he's got to hang out my show. He's not going to come into the industry's radio. Like, he a classic. We used to host sometimes when we wasn't arguing.
Oh, so I know you was drinking a lot then. You never was able to quit.
I had to go to an AA meeting.
How did that work? And Nina
Nay
was it like after
your
sentence, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that how that worked?
I was like, excuse me. They're like, what are you doing? They're like, what are you doing here, Nina? Oh, and everybody was like, me too.
Me too. Whatever. I'm such a nice person. So easy to get along with.
Right.
But
right.
You know.
That's why the other guy left.
The other guy is nice. What do you mean?
Why he left.
Why? He didn't want to chance it. He checked out.
I'm like, yo, fuck this.
So this is 3-4, don't go check out, man. You play my right now. He go first, I go back. Then they're going to go behind that, and then the camera people going to leave with us.
Whatever. The camera people got to sneak out.
Look, look, yo, shout out to James Jackson. He like, yo, fuck this shit.
I'm going to go ahead and take my turn. So just a little bit. So, Anna, what do you have going on right now? I know you always write in, always recording. So what's the next big thing that Bandit the rapper had? I like saying the rapper too.
Bandit the rapper.
Because before you even answer my question, let me just get into why I have to say it, the whole entire thing. Because about 2 years ago, I would say, you know, Bandit the rapper, and he's like, you stop calling me Bandit the rapper. So the other day when I was, you know, doing a flyer, I was like, well, let me ask him, is it Bandit the rapper? So I called him, like, is it Bandit the rapper? And he was like, yes.
It that way too.
Well, he told me, he confirmed that it's now Bandit the rapper.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I influenced that.
That's cool.
I'm
gonna comment and say he's
the rapper.
Well, it's not
that. It was just the whole the marketing piece that he never wanted to listen to me. But it took for us to, you know, break up and be apart for him to actually listen. Well, he listened to me. He just didn't use anything while, you know, we were in our situation.
People listen to you?
Later, they do. Absolutely. You listen to me?
You listen to her?
He does.
Oh, man.
It takes a long time.
Okay.
We've never dated.
I still wouldn't listen to her, though, dude.
So now I'm Bandit the rapper.
Yes.
Now that I can say the whole thing legally without
sitting
too long.
Right.
So what do you have going on right now? Like, what's the big thing that's next?
Well, I'm still under Capitol Records, Universal Music Group. I'm actually working on a new deal right now. Can't really talk about that for like another month or so. You'll be the first. I actually want you to host one of my signing parties.
Absolutely. I'm there.
Awesome. Y'all heard this first. Nina Capone. Yeah. We got this on camera. We got this on tape. Nina Capone is going to host my signing party. She's got to do at least one of them. I'm going to do like the whole week, though. That whole week, I'm everywhere.
So the whole crew is...
Yeah, we all in there. Everybody in this room, yo, we all in this joint. 3.0, you got to come through. You got to come through. I'm going to have like 4 or 5 for you. Like, you know what I'm saying? I got some chicks for you. Like, they like chocolate,
can
brother.
Can I have some guys for me?
No, absolutely not.
We didn't.
Yeah, we were talking about you. But I got you, though.
I'm trying to get a hookup, too.
But, yeah, man. So, you know, that's the move right now. And, I got a record that I'm about to drop next month called Feeling Better. It's actually produced by my boy R3, Frank Knuckles, Brian. It's a lot of production on it. I'm also working with an artist named James Knight. He's McFadden and Whitehead. I don't know. I'm pretty sure Nina's familiar with McFadden and Whitehead. And
familiar with the name.
Okay, yeah. The founding member of McFadden and Whitehead, his son. I'm working on some music with him right now as we speak. We just got it played over there with on Hot 97 and all that. So that's big ups to James Knight. And, you know, those are the projects that I'm currently working on as of right now that I can speak on. I mean, of course, I got a bunch of other things in the cut. But, you know, as soon as those come about, y'all would definitely be the first ones to hear about
it. So I have a question because...
What's up?
I know y'all know, you've known Nina, you know what I mean, for a while. So Nina got something in the cut?
I'm waiting on Nina to, you know, whenever Nina ready, she knows she always come to the studio time. Yeah, like I could drop
that we can actually just
I could drop a whole mixtape with Nina tomorrow if I really wanted to.
I believe what I heard. She gave me the thing.
Yeah, yeah, she got some shit.
So we'll you know. I'm about to come back out. Well, I am working too, so
I'm about to say don't
I
wanna let y'all know.
Get you in the booth now.
Another project on the way, so
that's what's up.
Y'all can I will be cursing Bandit out.
He's
definitely a part of the project. He will be getting his shout out.
Yeah.
What else we got here? Then I will be on Bandit cursing him out from his.
You gotta get on the project. I'm working with a couple DJs right now. I'm start flooding the mixtape scene again. You know why not? I'm holding on to a lot of material, and you know it's just like. Give it to them, you know. We live in a different, it's a different generation right now. It's not like back in the day where like they were anticipating an album. It's like they got like short attention spans. I swear everybody got ADD now. Like they just can't focus on one song. It's like they need a new record like damn near every 2-3 days. So, you know, that's what I'm here to do. I'm gonna give them, give them what they want.
You do it the way you do it.
Right.
That's what makes you, you know, you and like I said, unique.
Right.
It's really dope, you know what I'm saying, to get, you know, like I said, different, you know, music and different material from different people that, you know, want to definitely inspire the youth. And I think that's what, you know, one of the things that we really have to respect in the hustle. You're a great candidate for it because, you know, multiple talents, people don't want to get you. But I'm doing Mrs.
I give him his props.
Listen, Mrs. 3.0.
See, nobody said Nina didn't give you.
She
got a guilty conscience right
but
there.
Anyway,
like, hold up.
Right,
right. Right.
Multiple talents.
Bro.
Multiple things back to the youth on multiple levels. So, you know, definitely was a perfect fit for Respect the Hustle.
Yeah.
What we do here is. Definitely disrespect everybody hustle in whatever way.
You say we disrespect.
We disrespect
them. He did say that.
It sounds like you said this. Hey James, what you heard?
I disrespect everybody hustle. Shout out to our sponsors for this evening, which is for this entire show here, Sweet Science Boxing Gym and Fitness.
Okay.
Located right here in our building, 5213 Grays Avenue. I will be posting more information up on my Instagram, so make sure you're following me at Industries Radio. Also on my Facebook, so you'll see some more details. They're officially open. Memberships are $40 for children. So y'all know I can't see. I'm blind. I don't have my glasses on. But, you know, here it is. It's pretty dope. I'm going to be posting up some pictures of the gym. So it's like a boxing ring and everything down there. I'm not going down there to work out. Everybody know that. So
you gotta take it to the club to work out.
Yeah, I can go dance. I'm not gonna do that. So shout out to, you know, Sweet Science
for
definitely coming
up
and sponsoring us. Like I said, I'll be posting some information. Bennett, you wanna go down and fight?
Sure, why not?
Put the gloves on with me. You think you'd go a few rounds?
I'm scared of you, Nina. I'm scared of you. I don't
give
a
three shot.
Nina from like what, Knife Town? What do you rap these days? I don't even know anymore. Nina ain't an uptown girl. Yeah, see that's that North. No, I don't want that North Philly two piece, man. I'm cool.
What?
Is you in a Darby chick?
Oh, I'm definitely not a Darby chick.
I'm sorry.
Damn,
no offense to anybody in Darby. No offense to the girls in Darby, man.
You just stay away from that.
I don't. Darby and Southwest is no Southwest girls, no Darby girls.
Oh wow.
So I mean,
that's how you feeling?
like I said, if anybody have any questions, you definitely can call at 215-383-5799. You can call in. Respect the Hustle. We hear each and every Tuesday.
Hey, man, make sure y'all call in.
9 p.m.
Y'all can call in and ask questions.
Hey, listen.
Anybody want to put him on blast? Anybody got any memories of Bandit?
Anybody
you know.
Want to say something nice to Bandit or say we appreciate you, you can call in.
No, not
you
just
gotta
true.
Air him out. You know what I mean?
Call the air Bandit out. This is your time. I know a lot of you had a lot of frustration, you know.
Bandit, listen, I'm a
this
person.
This is the time, all my squad out there who wanted to let him have it. Like, Nina, give me his phone number. And I was sad because he broke my heart and everything. So this is your time to do it. Call in 215-383-5799. You can just,
Don't believe nothing Nina is telling y'all right now.
But guess what, Bandit?
What's up, bro? What's up?
Personally give you a personal invite. So when we interview Nina Capone, we're going to have a chair.
No, he's not allowed.
I got some questions for
right,
her.
You got the 3.0 invite.
Oh, yeah, I'm coming. My man, I'm there.
Step outside, get on your phone, call in, press 1 and ask the questions. How about that?
Y'all,
sound like a plan?
I'm with it. I'm with it. My man.
Right.
Look, we got cameras all in this room,
right,
so they
right.
know what's up. Like, it's official.
So.
Nobody's gonna help you out.
It's me and
Bandit
against you today.
Whatever. Yeah. You know, let's jump into another song. Shout out to Bandit for coming in to the Respect the Hustle
What's
show.
Up?
Let's check out this next joint. No way, because there's no way I'm gonna let them interview me on my
no
show.
Way.
Shout out to Bandit for writing it down. I don't know what it's about, but let's check it out. Bandit's
no way, no way, no.
Bryant Baker.
All right. I don't know where our other hosts went because we like wanted to get a little hype in here. Because,
shout out to my boy Caesar, you know, man. I was just talking about
shout
him.
Shout out to Caesar.
R.I.P. to my man Faust, man.
R.I.P. to Faust for real. Like that touched my heart. Yeah.
It's crazy because that record that you played, the Down Like You, I was recording it the day that we found out he passed.
Wow.
So that's why, yeah, that's one of those type records. I meant to say that.
Told me.
Yep.
Yeah,
I was recording it that day.
Yeah. Crazy. Definitely crazy. So shout out to Faust. I mean, we've all worked with Faust in the industry.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
A lot. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
That just makes me sad.
No, we ain't gonna be sad. We all positivity in here.
I'm not drinking like some people in the room.
Yeah, well, listen.
I need drinks when I'm next to me.
Don't
make drinking next to me. I need you relax.
No.
But yeah, so Bandit, now that he's here, he is gonna give us a freestyle because, you know, so we got like 12 minutes left.
Oh,
Bandit
God.
Is gonna give us, you know, he's gonna give us at least, you know, a couple minutes and.
Yeah.
What you got for me, Ben? You got 2 minutes for me?
I got 2 minutes for you.
2 minutes, brother.
You like two bars. I don't know about
bars.
Two
bars. Damn.
Well, take
yeah,
a pause real quick, and then we'll get back to that. Okay. All right,
cool.
Let's check out the caller. Yo, shout out to the caller. What's your name?
Yo, the day.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, we can hear you. What's your name?
Hey, it's Day.
Hi, Day.
Can you hear me? Hey.
Oh, this echo.
Can y'all hear me?
You got a question for our special guest?
He keeps calling me the Bandit.
The Bandit.
Hello.
Now you got a question
for
the Bandit?
Yeah. Hi, Bandit. I remember you from, you know, a few years ago. I want to give a big ups to Nina Capone. She's a really strong woman, very positive.
And I'm sitting here next to
her,
right?
Yes, she is.
Yes, I am. I give her 100, you know what I mean, respect, because had it been, you know, other women, nobody could be able to be in that position that she's in right now, and that's her own establishment. So big ups to you, Nina Capone. You are a great role
Thank
model.
Thank you.
Also, I wanted to know, I was listening a little bit to what I could hear when you were talking about your illness, and you said that you don't really talk about it or you don't really go off of it. So I just wanted to know, why wouldn't you want to bring awareness to it? Because it's something that, you know, a lot of people really don't know about it. And if you, you know, you have like a platform, why wouldn't you want to bring some kind of awareness to it? You know, so that maybe you can help others that's going through it that don't know how to deal with it.
No, I do agree. I think that, you know, that is something that needs to be spoken on. I actually have a clothing line. Well, I was working with a clothing line called One Life Clothing, and we did the Fuck mm-hmm. Sickle Cell campaign. And it's crazy because... I'm in the Willow Grove Mall with my Fuck Sickle Cell shirt on. Remind you that it doesn't always say fuck. It's actually blurred out. And they actually tried to kick me out of the mall for it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So it is definitely something that needs to be spoken on. And I took it.
So,
you could take it one of two ways. That people are just ignorant to sickle cell, or people just really, being that it's a disease that really affects the Black community, you can take it that way as well.
Okay.
So it just really depends on how you want to look at it. But I do understand that I should use my platform to bring awareness to it. I just don't want people to confuse it and think that I'm making the awareness my platform, if that makes sense to you or anybody else. You know,
right.
Like
I
don't want to use that as the crutch. It's like, yo, I want to use platform to talk about it,
right.
But I don't want people to think that,
well, even
oh.
Even if you don't use it as a crutch,
right.
Would you be
right.
open to use it to help other people
even,
understand?
Right. Yeah, definitely.
And
like,
if,
I like
even
what T-Boz is doing.
The word,
like, she, T-Boz
even
doesn't
if you take
do
out
that.
The word, fuck.
Yeah, we know she has it. But she doesn't speak too much on it. It's not like, you know, we know her for her music and what she does on the side. She'll talk for, you know, talk about everything. And that's basically right. what I want to do with the music.
That's what's up. Well, I'm sure that's what we get.
Wait.
I mean, like I said, that's,
right.
that, you could definitely, if you listen to the music and you tune in and you know about you, mm-hmm. hopefully
right.
people will actually tune in and start doing some homework like I did. And I was definitely intrigued, you know what I mean, with what I got. So,
thank you.
You know, just for all those people out there that, you know, is going through that, you got somebody mm-hmm. else that, you know, letting you know, like, the struggle is real. You can still make it through it.
The struggle is very real. Like, when it's cold,
yeah.
I go through so much pain, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, I don't let that beat me down to a point where I can't still do the music and I can't still inspire others to do whatever it is that we're all going through something, but we can't allow whatever we're going through to stop us to get to our goals. We can't allow that.
Right. And what you just said. Like, use that, because a lot of people do let their sickness and whatever it is they're going through stop them from achieving their goals or achieving, you know, things that they would like to do because they feel like they're sick and they can't do it and they don't have the strength to do it. So even if you flip the,
right.
and not say the fuck word, but use it into a positive thing, then maybe you won't get kicked out of malls. You know what I mean? You can actually wear your line and other, you know, kids, family members, stuff like that, because
it's a big campaign. Dad,
huh?
Definitely, you want to help me with that campaign, Dad. We're gonna need your help with that.
You said you just got your job.
Back on another night off. Have a good night, y'all.